Hello and welcome to this special episode of the podcast. A brief little chat from me, Robert Crichton, the general overseer and organiser of all things beyond. And yes, we are engaging over the next month, as of time of recording, it's the beginning of July. We are having a big vote for the plays that we're going to start recording again in the future. Yes, it's been a difficult 2.5 years due to the plague, and it has completely thrown our production schedule. But we have managed to do an awful lot of R&D, as it were, on our new 2.5-year-old YouTube channel, which we didn't have at the beginning of the pandemic, and that is where most of our exploring sessions now live, so that I am able to free up the podcast increasingly for mostly full cast audio and other adventures that are coming up in the next year or so. So I'm going to talk a little bit about the vote and about how you can support us, and also about some of the upcoming things, because I don't always communicate what's coming next. I mean, I get the impression that actually people listening to the podcast have absolutely no idea what's going to be coming next. So I'm going to tell you some of the things that we actually have almost ready already or in the works over the next 18 months, and then also some of the things that we could have. And that's where we come to the big vote. If you go to the show description or go to our website or go to our Patreon page even, you will see there is links to a voting form to choose a play that we will do for you, a full cast audio adaptation of, plus spoilers and all the usual other trimmings, as it were. In our next recording block, when we start recording, he said, fingers crossed, at the beginning of next year, maybe even towards the end of this year, it will depend. Now, the way the vote works is anyone can vote. Anyone, if you just fancy going to the form and filling in a play you quite like, pop it in. It all goes into the mill. However, for it to really count to our decision-making process and change the direction of it, where we're going, you unfortunately need to be a Patreon or buy us a coffee on ko-fi.com/ Beyond Shakespeare. A one-off contribution or an ongoing support on the Patreon means that your vote will be counted, and we will tot all those various options up and come to the conclusion of which play we're going to do next. Now, we do a recording block, generally, for our full cast audio adaptations, so we mix and match the plays that we've got on offer, so that we can get the maximum out of the actors that we've got coming into the room. So we will be recording several plays at the same time. Some of those plays are hangovers from previous years because of the plague and the complexity of some plays. Some plays get held back. They're in the works, but they're not being actively recorded yet. So A Game at Chess, for example, the plan is next year we will be recording that. It was voted for many years ago now. And that would have been held back anyway, just simply because it's an incredibly complicated play, and to make it into an audio adaptation requires active adaptation. And we've got various other plays that we're working on to get back on the drawing board and back into the recording studio, but some of those may still be held over a little longer anyway. The list, there is a list. It's on the website. It's also on the Patreon page link that's available. Gives you all the plays that you can vote for. I mean, in theory, you can vote for any play prior to 1642, so long as it's not by He Who Must Not Be Named. But in practice, we're only really asking people to vote for plays that we've already done a first look exploring session on either the YouTube or the podcast. Because then we already have a script ready, and getting a script ready often takes a very long time. But we also have an idea how the play functions from the moment you actually vote for it and go, it's that play, that requires X, Y, and Z. So that is a restricted list of 450-odd plays, I think, off the top of my head. And I'll give you some idea of what those plays are like in a little bit. So this is as much I reach out to people, just to, again, anyone can do the can vote, because we are also just generally interested in what plays you're interested in, as well as the plays that the patrons and other supporters will pay for us to do. And this is as much a fundraising exercise as anything else. We need more money, basically, to make things happen, to pay our contributors, to make... we produce an awful lot of stuff, and produce an awful lot of stuff basically for free. And we are poised with potential. We know how so many of these plays now function. We have a reasonable selection of actors. I want to expand our actor base, find a more diverse actor base who are experienced in these texts. And that takes money. And so the vote is tied in. So please, if you can become a regular patron, do go to our Patreon page. Links are in the show description. Otherwise, it's patreon.com/beyondshakespeare. And support the work that we do. I don't tend to do too many sort of Patreon plugs in the podcast because I find it tedious in other people's podcasts. But every so often, I think I should go out there and say, look, we need support. The more money coming in, the more shows we can do. I really want to increase the number of full cast audio adaptations that we're doing every year. The aim is to try and get it to at least one a month, if not more. And we're looking to do that going forward a number of ways. If we have the funds, that we'll be looking to executive produce outside companies to produce some of our output. And that is actually something that's coming up in the coming weeks, at least for our patrons who get stuff early. That's one of the great things about being a patron. You not only get to vote for things, but you also get material early. So coming up on the patron feed next week, we have the first episode of The Merry Conceited Jests of George Peel, as performed by Sarah Blake. And also we have the spoilers and the full cast audio adaptation coming up of the Chester play, play 12 of the Chester cycle, The Temptation, which has been produced by Dashingly Quirky, Sarah Golding and Fiona Thrale, wonderful directors and producers, have made that for us. And there are a few more possible commissions in the pipeline. So I want to be doing more of that because there's only so much I can physically produce myself. And that will eventually come to the podcast. It's both of those will be coming later in the year. So if you're a patron, you get all this stuff early. That's one of my hopes, is that we can be producing more of that kind of material to come into the mix further down the line. Also, what I've spent a fair amount of time guaranteeing is that we have a new full cast audio adaptation coming up over the next 18 months or so, one a month, hopefully. Now, we've got quite a few plays that were recorded before the pandemic that are sitting there waiting to come out. So soon, we've got one more part we need to re-record. There was a part we only sort of tentatively recorded with some doubling for the spoiler sessions for The Tragedy of Mariam. So we've got one more session to do to finish that off, which we can now do because the world is safe enough ish to be doing that again. So The Tragedy of Mariam, that should be coming up for the patrons reasonably soon. We also have in the works the World and the Child, or Mundus et Infants, which is a sort of mini morality play. And it's really quite a good one. And The Tragedy of Antony. So those are the sort of the big ones that are almost ready. Much further down the line, we have Respublica and a few others that we haven't quite got far enough to say that they are moderately imminent. So those will go to the patrons and hopefully will come out later on. But to guarantee our output over the next 18 months, we did a few sort of low-key sessions with two or three actors so that we have a selection of dialogue interlude type texts and also mystery plays, and those will start coming on stream towards the end of this year for the patrons and next year on the podcast, so that by hook or by crook there will always be some kind of full cast audio adaptation, even if they're relatively short plays with relatively small casts. And obviously if you contribute and become a patron, then we can start feeding into those guaranteed outputs some new plays that are much bigger in scale and much more exciting and generally get the blood flowing. Another way, of course, to increase our output is to be doing live shows again. It's very difficult to be doing live shows at the moment. There is not a lot of money out there. We're in the middle of a cost of living crisis. There's still the output from the plague that is diminishing ticket sales. And it's just generally hard to organise the kind of live recordings that we want to do. We're nearly there. And I'm hoping that next year, if we've got enough cash flow, that that's something we'll be able to do, because that supercharges our output. We can turn around a full cast audio adaptation in front of a live audience incredibly quickly, because of course we have basically one take. When we do that kind of live show, we do two takes effectively. We do a rehearsal and a live show, and so between the two, there's not much editing to do, just tidy up any minor errors or quirks between the two takes. But otherwise, literally over a weekend, we can produce a play in a way that in the studio, it takes months and months and years, in fact, to turn over a good show. So that's one of the hopes for next year, is that the world will open out a little bit more and that our wonderful patrons will contribute to making live shows happen. And of course, as patrons, you will get access to those things in ways that other people won't. If they're live streamed on the internet, as well as being live in a theatre with an audience, there should be freebie tickets for patrons and things like that. No idea how that's going to work across the various tiers for patrons. A lot of our tiers are skewed mostly towards the lower end because, say, cost of living at the moment is very high. So that, you know, early access is usually from £3 or $3 or €3 a month. Exclusives tend to be around the £5, dollar, etc. mark. And if you're only a $1 or £1 or equivalent patron, then you get early access to all our first look exploring sessions and second look exploring sessions on YouTube. There's a monthly mail out where you get all of the links. And we're about 6 months ahead now, so you get an awful lot of material before the rest of the world, before the majority of the people in the world. And also there are bonus videos occasionally each month, and other little things. So at the moment, that's where most of the bonus content and the early access is skewed. But again, as we go forward, for those who give more, we're hoping to be able to deliver more, and there are some additional bonus things that hopefully are coming up, including some mini booklets, little pamphlet book type things coming soon that I'm going to see over the summer whether I can make that a reality, which again, patrons will get in different ways early. So yeah, so what's coming up in the next few months? I think I can give you a little well, the patrons have already had there's some lost discussing sessions that are going to be coming out on the Patreon feed in the coming weeks. There's a discussion about outlawry, Robin Hood specifically, but also dancing around a little bit. That's coming up next week from here. And 2 weeks after that, we've got a specific look at Look About You, another discussing episode. And we also have another lost discussing episode looking at the life and death of Jack Straw. You may know we did the full cast audio adaptation of that many years ago. And we had a load of discussing material put together, two discussing episodes, which were incredibly long, which kept getting put back for various sort of straightforward programming reasons. And then the plague hit, and they were supposed to be going out with a live show, and it all got held up. So there's two of those coming up, a couple of months ahead. By the way, the Jack Straw stuff, that's not going to come for a while. We also have some fragment sessions that I'm quite pleased with. So there's a play called The Four Cardinal Virtues, which you may recognise from an exploring session, and also, following up from that, we have a sort of composite of The Four Cardinal Virtues and another play we've already done a fragment session on, Temperance and Humility. And so we've done a little bit of a mashup of those two texts because I think they're related. I think they're basically the same play. So a sort of little framework has been erected around those to see how they go. Also coming up, we have two specials on the Lord Mayor Show recreation we did for last year. Last year we did Lord Mayor Show 1621. And so we have a sort of full breakdown of that text, which we didn't really do last time. We released the recording of the show and some other material, but we didn't really go through the text in a spoilers way. So I've done that with a mixture of recordings. So that should be quite fun. And also there's a bonus interview with the children of the Lord Mayor Show, and Sam Plum, who helped wrestle them together. So that's coming up in about a month and a half. Then the aforementioned Chester adaptation by Dashingly Quirky, that's coming up in about 2 months' time. I say patrons will be getting that from this coming week. And we also have the last episodes of Chess Pieces, looking at A Game at Chess. That's the audio adaptation that we're going to be doing, going into studio with next year, fingers crossed, depending on your support. And also the final of the first season of the Fantasy Production Meeting is going to be going out as well. And once that's gone, actually, we're going to judge whether people want more of those. Do you want more Fantasy Production Meetings? We recorded, say, 5 episodes ages ago, and we've only just slowly been releasing them. Do you like those? Let us know. Pop it on the form, on the voting form. Tell us what you like and what you don't like. We don't get a lot of feedback. People tend to be very nice, but we haven't had an awful lot. Hopefully we will also see a full cast audio recording of Lucidus and Dubius, one of the Winchester dialogues. There's two of them. Lucidus and Dubius is slightly damaged. There's another one from that collection, Occupation and Idleness, that's been recorded, but that's not even going to go out to the patrons. It might go out to the patrons this year, but I'm not sure it will, actually. It will come to the podcast next year. That's how far ahead we're going. Also on the Lord Mayor's Show, this year we are aiming to do something around the 1622 Lord Mayor's Show. I don't know whether that's going to come out on the anniversary of that, the 400th anniversary. We might put something special out. I'm still a bit up in the air about that. But hopefully we also have some adaptation work on some of the earlier Lord Mayor's shows, the 1585. We've done quite a lot of recording for that. We still need a little bit more in the can. But I'm hoping to do something quite fun with that one, because there's a lot of material for it. And maybe the other two, 1590 and 1591, you might get something, but probably quite low-key. And of course, hopefully, you'll also get The Tragedy of Marium released on the podcast. At the moment, it's scheduled for November to be released to the real world. But again, that is dependent on a final recording session that we haven't done yet. Similarly with The World and the Child, The Child and the World, which is Mundus et Infants, The World and the Child, which spoilers and full cast audio adaptation hopefully will come out this year. Again, there's still a recording block to do for that. And yes, and then we get to hopefully something Christmassy for the end of the year, so some of which is still in production at the moment. And at the end of the year, you will also get your first Merry Conceited Jests of George Peel. Patrons, as I say, get that next week. So we're starting to already be working with our podcast material. The patrons are getting that stuff about 3 months in advance at the moment, but that's going to stretch out. And I'm hoping to get that to at least 6 months ahead. So being a patron, you really do get the early access. And of course, if you listen to the early access and you notice something you don't like or doesn't work or could be improved, then we have lead time to change. I mean, sometimes, you know, there are mispronunciations. Sometimes there are typos in the script that we haven't picked up and someone's saying the wrong word. And in theory, at least, we can correct that between initial release and final release. So actually, you can affect actually what we do if you become a patron and actively engage with what we're doing. For the patrons only this year, at least, you'll start getting dialogues, special sessions that I've been recording with Liza Graham, where we're looking at various dialogue texts. They're not technically theatre shows. They're just printed dialogues, usually on theological matters. But they're really quite interesting. And there's quite a lot of those in the pipeline. Some of them already gone out to the patrons, but their actual release on the podcast won't be till next year. So that gives you a sort of idea of the kind of stuff that's going on. Patrons have already got first look exploring sessions on Cynthia's Revels, a version of Julius Caesar, Blurkmaster Constable, the Poetaster, Amintas Pastoral, How a Man May Choose a Good Wife from the Bad, Timon, the Comedy of Timon, Satyriomastix, Fair Maid of the Exchange, Changes No Robbery, Banquet of Dainties, second looks at Lord Mayor's shows, 1622, 23 and 24, fragment sessions on various fun texts, a royal entry of Edward VI, a translation of Andrea, a translation of a Plautus play, The Four Princes of London, Gentleman Usher, Woman Killed with Kindness, The Maid's Metamorphosis, second look at that, the source material for Arden of Faversham, Trial of Chivalry, Honourable Entertainments, Tie Tarry of No Man, and The Conceited Peddler, all of which is coming out eventually on the YouTube this year, all of which is available for our patrons now. And in fact, that takes us up to Christmas. So that's about 6 months ahead now on all that material. So that's coming out on the YouTube across the year. And there's still more material, actually. We're still recording all the time. And of course, you can join us, actually. You can always join us on our YouTube sessions. We meet about six times a week, doing first looks, walking through a play slowly, discussing it. And second looks, where we do it at pace and find out, you know, what the energy and the vibe is, rather than sort of the minutiae. And there are sign-up forms on the website, beyondshakespeare.org. Just go there, go to the Get Involved page. There will be up-to-date sign-up forms. We do a new schedule every week. Just keep doing the forms, and it's entirely open access. Anyone can join us as long as you're within our time period and you can use Zoom. Join us, we'll hand you a part. You don't even have to read. If you don't want to read, you just want to be there and listen or comment on what's going on, then you can just come along. It's absolutely open. And we do need some more readers. Technically, I'm going on a break over August, but there may still be events going on and that other people in the group may be organising for me. So huge amounts of stuff going on, all of which really does need your support to make happen. And that's to pay other contributors, not including even me. After 2.5 years of being effectively unemployed, the more money coming in, the better to keep this show on the road, because it becomes increasingly hard to keep this ticking over if we don't actually have the cash. That's enough of that kind of plugging. The future is, for the next 18 months, reasonably bright for the podcast. We've got a lot in the can, and I think I'm going to be able to keep the content, the quality of the content, going. I do apologise for those following us during 2020 into 21. It wasn't the best material I was putting out there. I was running slightly on empty because I just couldn't face going into the edit suite with things. I was much happier being in a Zoom room with people and talking to people and being actively engaged with other human beings. The quality did drop, that's the nature of the beast, I'm afraid, in the situation we were at. But I'm looking forward. We are absolutely loaded with potential. And if you can support us, then that would be lovely. That's it for this special episode of the podcast. You haven't missed out on a podcast this week, by the way. I did an earlier release on Monday, so this isn't eating up a potential normal podcast slot, because you got one on Monday. So you're actually getting two podcasts this week, so you're not losing out on bang for your non-buck there, because, of course, if you're listening on the podcast, you get this for free. Keeping this stuff available for everyone in the world is so important, but it is also quite difficult to do without, as of yet, full-on funding that we're trying to get some other funding from as well. So, till the next time, till next week, when you should be hearing about some Lost Outlaws, fingers crossed, all that remains is to say goodbye from me, Robert Crichton, your host and general overseer of all the things. Ta-ta.